When Arthur announced its intention to approach the High Court over R2, RTIA finally provided information we had been requesting for months. They confirmed that an appeals tribunal had been appointed in 2025 and provided us with the names of its members and details of how they were recruited. While that changes one aspect of our legal strategy, it raises a much bigger question. Why wasn't this information made public before R2 came into operation? Motorists should not have to submit a PIE request simply to find out who will hear their appeals or how one of the most important safeguards in the R2 system works. Transparency is not optional. If government expects millions of South Africans to comply with R2, it must ensure that information about motorists' rights and the appeals tribunal is easy to find and readily available. ATA is now broadening its investigation into the appeals tribunal, its appointment process, and why this information was not proactively disclosed before implementation. Our commitment to ensure that R2 is implemented lawfully, fairly, and transparently remains unchanged. South Africans should not need a PIE request simply to understand how to exercise their legal rights.